Mr. Jeff Gander, he is the project director for Project One of the Improve I-70 project, and I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, too.
Glad to have you in here. We were kind of wanting to get an update on how things were going on I-70. Project One, remind us where that is from.
Project One is part of the bigger Improve I-70 program, which goes all the way from Blue Springs to Wentzville. Project One is from the eastern edge of Columbia all the way to Kingdom City, and we'll be redoing the interchange there at what's commonly referred to as the connector, which is 6370, as well as the 5470 interchange there at Kingdom City.
All right. Now, how is that progressing, if you will, with all of the ice and the snow that's been hitting mid-Missouri lately?
Well, it's been really slow. As everybody around here knows, you know, these temperatures are just not fit for much of anything, let alone our construction work. Just lots of snow and lots of ice, and just the cold temperature just slows us down a lot. Just so you know, the project is still on time and still on budget. You know, it's a 3-year project, supposed to be completed by the end of 2027. And like I say, it looks like we're going to have a weather break next week. And you'll probably see us out there paving. Those of you that have been through, we have about a 7-mile section that we're working on out in the rural area from about mile marker 136 to 144 or so. And we paved the inside lane of which will become the third lane. We paved that last fall, and we've been working trying to pave the eastbound side of that, and just haven't got around to it. But like I say, the weather's supposed to break, so you'll probably see that same lane drop that we had out there. You know, we have to shut one lane of the existing I-70 down in each direction to be able to pave that. So hopefully we can get started back on that next week. We're kind of waiting to see. You know, we did get a lot of snow, and when it does thaw out, things are going to be muddy and soft, so we'll have to deal with that. But that's our plan, is to start there next week.
All right. Now, there are projects 2 and 3 as well for this Improve I-70 project. Kind of foreshadow what's coming next for those projects, if you will.
Yeah, there's actually, it's not a rock solid number yet, but we're going to split that whole area into 6 or 7 projects, actually. Like I say, Project One was the first, obviously. Project Two goes from Warrenton to Wentzville, and they've had several public meetings on that project, and they have awarded the contractor. At those public meetings, they had over 350 people there, and feedback on that job has been pretty positive. They're actually planning on starting construction on that project sometime in April. For all of these projects, if you go to MoDOT's website and go to MoDOT.org/improve I-70, there'll be links there for each of the projects in the program, and you can kind of get an update on everything that's going on those.
All right.
So Project 3 goes from Blue Springs to Odessa, and they're a little bit further behind than the first two projects. That's kind of by design, though. They plan to award a contract in May of this year, and construction will start later on in the summer. We've spaced these projects out not only in time but in location. If we tried to do it from one end to the other, we would quickly run out of materials and workforce. So it looks like we're jumping around, but it's all kind of by design. So
absolutely. And you say the Improve I-70 project, that is supposed to be done towards the end of 2027?
Yeah, project number one, our completion date is the end of the year of 2027. The overall program, all 200 miles, the completion date is the end of 2030.
Okay. All right. Well, I certainly appreciate you coming in. Anything else you want to say about Improve I-70 project this morning?
Yeah, I think our key message for all of these projects is just asking people to slow down and pay attention when they're in the work zones. You know, we've had some crashes due to our work zone, but just crashes also in the area due to weather and things. And if people would just slow down, it would help them out, it would help our contractors out, and everybody. So that's one of the things we fight on a daily basis is speed in the work zone, and of course distracted driving as well. So if we could get people to slow down and put the phones down, it'd be better off for everybody.
Absolutely. We certainly appreciate you making the trip in, and appreciate the update as well.
Thank you.